Welcome to For Such a Time as This. I'm Cynthia West. It is time to thank Jesus that He is the living Word and that He equips us each day to succeed, especially for such a time as this. And now, let's hear the encouragement of God's Word. Baruch Hashem Adonai. Blessed is the name of the Lord, Ruach Elohim, Spirit of God. Speak to us today. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I call forth President Trump into his rightful place. I call forth President Trump from his anointed position as Cyrus into his anointed position as David, because David took down the evil giants. For 74 million Americans, every fiber of our being demands justice. We will not concede to lies. We will not keep silent. Our battle is spiritual, and we have cried out to Almighty God for justice, because justice is what we stand for, and Almighty God has answered our prayers. The truth continues to be revealed. Having done all to stand. And how do we stand? We stay in belief. We stay in faith. That is how we stand. So yes, our God is an awesome God. More lies are being revealed. Hallelujah. So now we call for justice so that lies are reversed and justice, truth, and righteousness prevails. Break every ungodly chain, Lord Jesus, for everything that you did on the cross, Lord Jesus. You are the way maker. For everything that you did on the cross, Lord Jesus, you are the chain breaker. I pray that the Lord has been stirring your soul, your mind, your will, and emotions. We do not want religion, Lord. We call for habitation, Lord. We call for revival, Lord. Dwell, remain, and abide in us. We thank the generals who have gone before us to prepare the way right now for such a time as this. Isaiah chapter 51, verse 7 to 8 says, "Hearken unto me, ye that know righteousness, the people in whose heart is my law. Fear ye not the reproach of men, neither be ye afraid of their revilings. For the moth shall eat them up like a garment, and the worm shall eat them like wool. But my righteousness shall be forever, and my salvation from generation to generation." Hallelujah! Isaiah chapter 51, verse 12 to 13 says, "I, even I, am he that comforteth you. Who art thou that thou shouldst be afraid of a man that shall die, and of the son of man which shall be made as grass, and forgettest the Lord thy maker that hath stretched forth the heavens and laid the foundation of the earth, and hast feared continually every day because of the fury of the oppressor, as if he were ready to destroy? Where is the fury of the oppressor?" Oh, listen to the word of God. Isaiah chapter 55, verses 8, 9, 11, 12 say, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I sent it. For ye shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. And Isaiah 60 says, arise, arise from the state of depression in which circumstances, the things that surround you, has you, and shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Do not be weary in well-doing. Arise, pray, and ask that the Lord will give us eyes to see and ears to hear all that the Spirit is saying for such a time as this. So we say, yes, Lord. You know, I heard a prophet say that the honor that we give to God by not compromising and standing shakes hell. And I believe that is very true. I'm going to say it again. The honor that we give to God by not compromising and by standing shakes hell. And I believe that is true. For such a time as this, Jesus commands, cast your net on the other side. Don't give up. This is a wonderful time to be alive now. What you call forth shall be. I see rivers of healing waters springing up across the land. I see fires of the Holy Spirit flame are arising. Are you willing to let the fire of Almighty God arise in you to burn with such passion and desire for the Lord that you cannot contain it, to feel like you want to explode with the burning knowledge that you know that you know that you know that your God is an awesome God, that He can do all things, that He is the one true God and everything else is a lie, that you are bursting to see Him show up and show out fully, big and awesome and powerful, and crush all the falsity of the enemy to dust. Hallelujah. Then keep standing. Joshua, keep standing. Caleb, you are commanded to stand. The Lord gives you fresh anointing. Pray and ask the Lord for fresh anointing. Anointing to do what? To be not weary in well-doing, to keep keeping the faith, and to call forth justice. Call God's word forth. Praise. God inhabits our praise. So let's give God something to ride on. God was taken out of the classrooms. Crop failure to those seeds. God is still in the classrooms again. Hallelujah. Because the enemy is telling us to keep quiet, God's word says that we come against it with the opposite, as in a garment of praise for a heavy failing spirit. God's word says that we come against it with the opposite, so we make a noise with God's word. We declare God's word. God says, make a noise with my word, declare my word. The United States of America is the home of the brave. That is what I stood and sung through tears of joy in my citizenship ceremony. Tell the enemy thus far and no more by declaring the works of God. This is the appointed time for us to declare Psalm 64, so that it shall be. Psalm 64 verse 7, but God will shoot them with an unexpected arrow suddenly. They will be wounded, so they will be caused to stumble. Their own tongue is against them. All who gaze at them will shake their head in scorn, and then all men will fear God's judgment. They will declare the work of God, and they will consider and wisely acknowledge what He has done. The righteous will rejoice in the Lord and take refuge in Him. All the upright in heart will glory and offer praise. Declare the future. Back up what God has done. Stand with Him. Declare the glory of the Lord shall cover the earth as the waters cover the sea. Lord, let your word take root in us and bear fruit. Lord, I want to dance in lost abandonment, in full victory, like David did. I want to see scripture fulfilled and Haman hang on the gallows of his own making. No, we are not complacent. Now rise up in us, Lord. No, it is not okay what the ungodly are doing. It is not okay. We cannot be at peace in what the ungodly are doing. Be a trumpet. Corruption has to be called out. God has already done it. Now we enforce it. Evil wants to know who can be controlled, who will submit, who will hear the voice of evil and obey. But Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice, and another they will not follow." The voice of Jesus is truth. And those who hear Jesus' voice want to hear the truth. That is why we do not bow down and accept another. We do not back down. We will not concede. Hallelujah. I cried tears of joy through my citizenship ceremony. I stood and cried through tears of pride for the land of the free and the home of the brave. And you know, last year I met a young American gentleman who had been in the military and who had fought overseas. And I know that right now he flies a flag outside of his house that says Trump 2020. I just leave those words with you. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I pray the habitation of Jesus be in my life. Say it with me. I pray that the habitation of God's Holy Spirit be in my life. I pray, Almighty God, you bless me and you give me the power to succeed from the top of my head to the sole of my feet, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Position yourself. Take your stance. Stand firm, no moving, and see the salvation of the Lord. Hallelujah. I would like to take this opportunity right now, if you have not accepted Jesus into your heart and into your life, would you say these words with me? Lord Jesus, I believe that you are the Son of God, that you died on the cross to pay the price for my sin. I accept that right now. I repent of my sins. I say I am sorry and I turn away from them. And I ask you, Lord Jesus, come into my heart, come into my life and be my Lord and my Savior. Holy Spirit, fill me completely. And Holy Spirit, show me Jesus and let Jesus be seen in me. Amen. And I truly hope you were able to say those words. I truly hope that you heard the word of God speaking to you today. And I declare what the enemy meant for bad, God has turned to good. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. For those of us who fell on our knees, the enemy has got us closer to God. So crop failure to the ungodly seeds that the enemy tried to sow. In Jesus' name, I bless you. I pray Psalm 91 over you, and I pray that you will stand firm and stand strong. In Jesus' name, let the word bless you. Amen and amen.
You have been listening to For Such a Time as This with Cynthia West, a time to share scripture and to encourage the body of Christ in their daily walk. I pray you have been blessed and encouraged by God's word for such a time as this. For more information, contact 772-344-8485.